Mom, Dad, I'm not throwing shade, but the whole New Year's resolution thing, kind of slipping, no offense. Anyway, my best friend Jenny's dad, crushing it. He uses Blue Apron. He says he ordered one pan assemble and bake meals and these things called meal kits. They're all super easy to make. He keeps yelling, protein and fiber, baby. Also, the food, we tried it. So good. So maybe you check it out or whatever. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Today's Best Country Froggy 101. It's Halloween, and it's the final tale of terror. We have my father online. He's been telling us stories about the haunted chain, the hearse, the haunted fish tank that talked. And now today, he wraps up with his grand finale, The Wolfman.
Yes, and this is another one with me and my best friend, Fuzzy. And it takes place in the Jersey Pines, the home of the Jersey Devil. Now, we weren't afraid in there because we used to hunt in the Pine Barrens all the time. So we were in and around these woods many, many times. But on this occasion, I was looking to build a house and I was looking to buy a piece of property. So I saw an ad in the paper for a property for sale. So I called this number and all of it said, building lot. I called the number. Guy answers, gives me directions, and I know it's down in the Pine Barrens, kind of have the idea where it is. So I asked Fuzz, I said, hey, Fuzz, want to go for a ride and look at a piece of property? He says, fine. So it's, you know, late in the afternoon. We drive down there. We turn off. Now, this is not a road. It's a little kind of dirt path, one of these little one lane in the woods with two fire tracks. We make a right, we go in a little ways, and we have to make a left like the directions told us. We drive down a little bit. We see nothing in there. I said, Fuzz, there's no building lot here. I don't know what this is. I said, but it's a nice day. Let's take a walk. Maybe we'll find a place that we can go hunt. So I pull the truck on the side of the road. We get out, and we start walking. And it's, you know, it's getting towards evening. It's a nice night. We're walking, I guess, about 20 minutes. All of a sudden, we start hearing dogs in the background barking and howling. Not one, but there were many dogs. And they're not staying still. It sounds like they're chasing something because they're running. We hear them going up, you know, further ahead of us, circling around in the right. We walk a little while. Then we stop. It sounds like they're starting to get closer. We turn and look at each other. At the same time, we said, wild dog. Now, there had been reports on the newspaper back in the Pine Barrens that there were packs of wild dogs getting together, attacking farms and animals and all that. But we were concerned. We each grabbed a big stick, turned around, and now we walked briskly back down the road to the truck. Got in the truck, we said, great, everything's fine. Now my truck is pointing down the road again where we just came from. So I've got to go up a little ways to find a place to turn around. As we're driving, if you've ever driven down a small road with weeds and brush on the sides, after you pass it, the brush from the wind from the truck kind of open up behind you and then close as you go by. This was happening in front of the truck. As I'm driving, the brush and the weeds on the side of the road are opening up. As my truck gets there, they close back up. This is weird. So I said to Fuzz, wow, this is not right. This is eerie. Let's turn around as quick as we can and get out. So I go to make a turn. Naturally, there's a tree. my front pulls up against the tree. I go to back, there's a tree behind me. So I'm kind of blocked between these two trees. But anyway, I'm going back and forth, back and forth. I get out. Now we're going back down the road. Now remember, we walked down the road, we walked back, and I drove down it. Now as we're coming back, we see this man coming out of down on the right-hand side. It was kind of low, looked like a swampy area. It started coming out to the side of the road. So Fuzzy says, Mike, slow down. Let me warn this guy that we heard wild dogs. I said, yeah, that's a good idea. We heard him. Now, as we got closer and he hit the side of the road, this guy had these two huge black dogs. I think they were Great Danes, but they were all black. No big deal. I'm slowing down. Fuzzy's rolling down the window. All of a sudden, he screams and yells, get out of here! Get out of here! He's got yellow eyes! He's got yellow eyes! This guy's face was covered with hair and had completely yellow eyes. So I start speeding up to get away from him. He steps out in the street, in the path with the dogs, and all of a sudden I hear a big bang and glass covers the hood of my truck. And I'm saying, oh, my God, the guy shot at us. No gun. I look at my rear window. That's in place. Fuzzy's window's in place. The windshield is in place. So where did this glass come from? And Fuzzy's hollering, your window, your window. I look. My window's not broke. I have a side view mirror. And the glass from the side mirror exploded and flew out in front of me in the truck. This is physically impossible. And this guy is just standing there staring at us. It scared us to death. And how that glass got there, I don't know. We didn't see it. Gunshots. We pull out. We get into the road. We get down into civilization. There's no mark on my mirror. There's nothing. The glass just exploded out there. And this guy was scary. Now, Fuzzy thinks it was the wolf man. I think it was the devil. But he saw him closer to me, and them eyes did look like wolf eyes. So it was scary.
Did anybody ever else say they've ever seen this creature?
Nope. We've never heard anything else. But I got to tell you, we never went back into the woods hunting again.
I don't blame you.
Them woods. No. He's out there. And you better warn your little trick-or-treaters tonight. He's still out there, and he is real.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.